Hello, it's David Ciccone. I just want to let everyone know I've used the Snow Leopard now for almost an hour. Using it on the in the Apple Store, and some of the things that I've noticed is that probably out of all the upgrades that I've gone through with Apple, which has been an enormous amount. I've been an Apple owner for since I was 12, 11, with the Mac SE, and out of all the upgrades, I'm really finding this to be the biggest speed increase from one to another. If many of you have experienced that slow launch where you launch an application and you just get a little pregnant pause and then it will launch the app, you're going to notice with Snow Leopard that it's immediate. It's click, bang. There's really no lag at all. The animations are a nice touch to it. It's more of a subtle touch, I think. But at a first glimpse, I can tell you this, is that when I had a machine that didn't have Snow Leopard on it, and we had a machine that did have Snow Leopard, and this machine was beating it 2 to 3 times as fast as Leopard. And Apple did this on purpose to show you the differences between Snow Leopard and and Leopard. So the one thing you're going to notice is a huge increase. I don't think you're going to really see a huge difference in the way, the operating system runs. Obviously, it's not a huge change in OS, but it's a welcomed change, should I say. And it's one that you definitely should do if you have a machine that supports the specs that Snow Leopard needs. The other thing is do not buy the family pack. There's no need to. If you just buy the $29 copy, you're fine. Even though Apple wants you to spend the extra money and whatever, you don't need to. And they were very upset with me in the store for telling people that, but they're saying, oh, well, then you're not licensed and blah, blah, blah. It's basically, it's nothing but them to find more ways of getting money, that's all. Which is fine, and they have a right to do that. They did a good job in the OS, but either way, I'm going to do an install on my MacBook Pro, my MacBook unibody as a new install, and then I'll do my upgrade on my iMac that way, and we'll see what happens. Hopefully this was of a help to you, and I hope everything goes well. Bye-bye.